The Uzbek government cracks down on Christians fearing terrorism. Severe flooding in Haryana, India hits every child in a ministry program. And Ramadan provides a unique opportunity for the gospel. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Uzbek government fears more and more that Christians will cause social unrest. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller says,
in the last several months, 10 Christians have been sentenced to administrative detention for their Christian activities. That can mean something as simple as holding a Bible study in their home. This is four times the amount of detentions that we saw last year.
The Uzbek government values uniformity, not diversity. They've raided several Christian homes for this reason and may believe Christianity will lead to terrorism.
Christianity as a minority religion in these places is seen as a disruptive influence, and some may associate disruption with the concepts of terrorism as that region may define them.
The pressure affects all evangelical believers.
This has a chilling effect on the capacity of individuals to share their faith, to open Bible studies up to neighbors, and to allow people to come to their churches with honest questions.
Still, Uzbek Christians continue to share their faith. Pray for boldness. Meanwhile, recent flooding in Haryana, India has severely affected a Compassion International Child Development Center. The homes of all 80 registered children from the center were flooded, destroying all of their belongings. The Compassion staff is working to dole out aid, but have yet to find all of the children since many of the families have relocated. Pray that the rains would stop, and pray for the staff, sponsored children, and their families to turn to the Lord in this crisis. You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation Mobilization's Transform 2010 launches to bring the gospel to the whole Mediterranean. OM's Richard Sharp says,
there are 22 nations that go right around the Mediterranean. And so we've got teams that are going to go to each of those nations this summer.
Transform 2010 starts today in Rome, Italy. The 500 young adults attending will train for a week in Rome and then split into 40 teams. Those teams will spread out among the 22 nations doing ministry for 1 to 3 weeks.
There'll be all kinds of teams. There'll be teams doing music. There'll be drama teams. There's going to be dance teams. There's puppet teams. There's teams that will go into the internet cafes, teams on the beaches.
Most of the people going are in college, and they'll be targeting students their own age with the gospel. Sharp says young people in these nations are generally open to talking about faith, but prayer is needed. If you want to pray for one of these countries over the next few weeks, go to our website. Meanwhile, one of Islam's holy months, Ramadan, begins August 11th and ends September 9th. Fasting during this time figuratively burns away sin. It's also the perfect time for prayer. Enter the 30-Day Muslim Prayer Guide. WorldChristian.com's Paul Philidis explains that Ramadan is a time when Muslims are trying to be close to God.
Let us pray not against Muslims, but let's pray that God would indeed draw near unto them and give them opportunities during that time to have a glimpse of the loving Father and Jesus' Son.
For a gift of any amount, MNN will provide this guide. It paints a picture of a people searching for truth. Felita says praying for Muslims changes hearts. And once that happens, doors open, and so do homes.
How do we become Christians often? Because somebody was kind enough to take time to explain things to us or invite us over to a meal. And Muslims are very social people. They love hospitality.
And not far from where Africa Inland Mission first began their work over 100 years ago in Kenya, the ministry recently held a fishing competition for the island communities of Lake Victoria. Calling it the Fisherman Tough Guy Strongman, the event lasted 3 days, and the winner took home a new motor for their boat. However, there was more than just one winner, as 31 competitors went home with the eternal prize, accepting Christ as Savior. There were many others who also heard the gospel, asked God to stir their hearts. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ, but you don't know how. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn how to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step in evangelism. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.